Where's the coffee?
It's time for your Arizona Sports Starting Five.
Lewis Cooper.
You can't go to work without knowing these five huge stories.
That's what I was saying to Lewis Cooper. Watch it.
Vince, how's your life? We haven't seen you in a while. Hope everything's going all right.
Number five
this morning, the Jalen Ramsey trade request. One of my favorite guys on television, Lewis Riddick. Who's the perfect team for Jalen Ramsey?
That would be the San Francisco 49ers, to be honest with you. Look, they've taken care of the first two levels of their defense. They have pass rushers galore now that can really make life miserable for opposing quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's a Bosa blaze.
I didn't think you'd go there.
I know, I'm just saying, Lewis.
The thing I can't get over is we all agree the Cardinals could use help at corner, but I'll never forget what I thought going into that draft. The second most talented player in that draft to me, Robert Kubiak.
Yes.
The number one, Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
Do you really want both of those guys considering the other one didn't work out so well?
I'd say hit number four.
Number four!
Number four is Cliff Kingsbury, in your opinion, when you go four wide.
I like our four wideouts that we can put on the field. I like matchups we can try to get from that and spread in the field. And as a young quarterback, him being able to see things clearly pre-snap and then going from there.
Does he say that because that's what the air raid is and that's why he likes it? Or is he honestly saying our 11 best players is when we have our four best wide receivers on the field?
You know how everybody is so optimistic about Kyler Murray? Well, after what I heard yesterday in regard to Cliff Kingsbury, I'm just as optimistic about Coach Kingsbury.
Number three!
That's because it's all about play calling and you're starting to understand.
Not at all.
Number three, this is kind of funny. If you didn't hear it, a reporter asked Greg Williams, the defensive coordinator of the Jets, about the dynamic play of OBJ, a dynamic wide receiver. And he says, that's your opinion. Actually challenging the media member, saying, hey, you've subjected your opinion into the question. You say he's a dynamic receiver. Fair or not, a media member then went to Baker Mayfield.
Of course.
In his own filtered version of what Greg Williams said.
This week, New York's defensive coordinator suggested that Odell is not a dynamic playmaker. Do you feel like he showed otherwise tonight?
He said that? Jeez. That's next question. Not a dynamic football player.
The throw down the sideline on the one-handed catch. Mm-hmm.
Pretty dynamic.
That was Sal Palin.
That is so well done by Baker Mayfield.
It
Are
is.
You kidding me?
He said, next question, ESPN Sal Palin Antonio asked, how would you describe the one-handed catch down the sideline? And Baker said, pretty dynamic.
I like it, Baker. I like it a lot.
Number two,
Cliff accountability. Close to, you know, alliteration.
We got to do a better job as a staff and myself of putting them in a situation to be successful when we get down there. And you can't waste plays. You, in this league, you can't get to third and long at the 10-yard line. It's a tough out.
It sounds like somebody's been talking to Cliff Kingsbury. Or, you know what, he's just saying what everyone wants to hear, right? And not going to change his ways at all. We're going to have a front row seat to that.
Number one.
And the number one thing you need to know about this morning, we can beat the Marlins.
We built some innings. I know that we did a lot right and, you know, got out to a 3-0 lead and then, made some mistakes on the mound. Out of the bullpen coming in, a couple key situations, we made some mistakes and they got back on us and jumped ahead.
You know what? You're right, though, Torrey. But when you say bullpen, there's one aspect of this season zero people are talking about, and it's time. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.